in Minneapolis. I'm Emily Bright. What does a dragon sound like? If you had to produce a dragon sound for a play, where would you go? Sound designer Catherine Horowitz decided it sounds like this.
I started off trying to find inspiration for what a dragon might sound like, which of course was from Game of Thrones, because I mean, where else would you go? But I did not steal directly from Game of Thrones. I just needed to find a jumping off spot. But then also, I have this pig scream that's really kind of disturbing in real life. I don't want to know how they got it. I added like a whole bunch of reverb and I think I slowed it down. And then I layered that on top of the sound of an alligator breathing, a bull roarer, which is a Maori instrument in New Zealand, my own screaming, which is really hard to edit because it's really psychologically damaging to edit the sound of your own screams. And then all together, this is the sound of the dragon.
Horowitz created this dragon sound for The Children, a 2016 Pillsbury House production. She's also created sounds and soundscapes at the Guthrie, Mixed Blood, and other stages around town. And recently, she won a big award, the McKnight Theater Artist Fellowship, for her work.
I really do love this job because it takes you in these bizarrely creative places. One time, I was taking out some leftovers for lunch, and you know, they'd like kind of congealed. And so I took the spoon and it made this sound. So I couldn't pass that opportunity up. So if I ever do a show with some weird gooey alien in the background, I totally have the sound for that. The long-standing mantra in sound design is if you notice the sound, then they didn't do a good job. But the problem with that then is then that no one notices the sound and they just think that it magically happened somehow.
4 years ago, the Tony Awards dumped two sound design categories. Sound designers protested, and now the National Theater Awards are honoring sound design again this year. Like a lot of sound designers, Horowitz often labors alone. She has a tiny basement recording studio.
There's always at least one day of, oh, dear God, this is crap, or what have I done? Almost every show. At which point, I procrastinate a lot. I vacuum. That's what I'm going through right now.
That's because in her newest work, sound isn't in the background anymore. The play, it's a fairy tale called The 13 Clocks, will be performed entirely in American Sign Language. That means a lot of the storytelling for the hearing audience comes from her composition and sounds. She explored clock sounds like this or this.
When you are only relying on sound to tell you the story, everything becomes super profound. No pressure.
The sound has to invoke setting, characters.
So that deep, dark bass is supposed to evoke this evil duke limping through the castle.
The dragon you heard earlier in the story layered 13 separate sounds. This music Horowitz composed for 13 Clocks has 27. Horowitz hopes the hearing audience will get immersed in this world, even as they notice sound.
The more that I've gotten into composing, the more complex it becomes. I mean, the more you do something, the better and more complex you become at it, and the more you want to keep on experimenting.
For KFAI, I'm Emily Bright.